This is American Business in the Spotlight. Here's Lou Dobbs with Moneyline.
The saying goes, one man's trash is another man's treasure. And there may be no better example of that than Waste Management's co-founder, Wayne Huizenga. Wayne was a young man when he was recruited by a family friend to manage a garbage collection business in South Florida. After running the company and becoming fascinated with the business, he decided to start his own operation. In 1962, he bought up a collection route, paid $500, and the seller had to hold the paper on the deal, allowing Huizenga to joke it was his first leveraged buyout. As the Fort Lauderdale area grew, so did Huizenga's business. He eventually merged his company with three others and renamed the company Waste Management. As CEO, Huizenga took Waste Management public in 1971, and with the capital he raised, he bought 90 competing companies. Waste Management became the largest trash collection business in the country, with more than $1 billion in revenue. More than a decade after taking the company public, Huizenga left his management positions with Waste Management, and since then, the company has remained a leader in the U.S. garbage collection industry, posting revenues of more than $12 billion last year.
Stay tuned for more Lou Dobbs on the radio, and be sure to join him on Lou Dobbs Tonight on the Fox Business Network at 7 p.m. Eastern. The Lou Dobbs Show continues after this.